Hi, and welcome to another episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name is Megan McMurray, and I'm the owner of Decadently Raw Confections based here in Los Angeles. We make raw, vegan, organic desserts and chocolates.
Hello, smiling viewers. We're delighted to have you here with us to learn how to make one of Chef Megan McMurray's most beloved raw dessert recipes, melding the appreciation she's had as a little girl cooking with grandma and the know-how she's gained having studied with master chefs like Giuliano of Planet Raw. Megan creates scrumptious culinary art that has been praised by celebrities and admired internationally. In a radio interview she did with raw food expert David Wolf on The Adam Carolla Show, world-famous disc jockey Adam Carolla commented after trying Megan's decadently raw dessert, "I am eating a piece of pecan pie that tastes like it came from Marie Callender's. Actually, it is a little better." Decadently Raw Confections came to be in 2009 when Megan decided to take her love of chocolate and her private raw chef business to another level to make purely organic, raw, vegan desserts and chocolates. As she cleverly puts it, have your cake, eat it, feel great, and be healthier after. Who could ask for more?
Today, I'm going to show you how to make chocolate caramel crunchy cookies. And first, we're going to start by making the cookie. This is my Green Star juicer. And if you have a juicer at home, there's many ways that you can use it. And you can actually make crackers and breads by using your juicer. So the ingredients in our cookie today is going to be buckwheat, which is a gluten-free alternative to wheat. And it's actually a seed. It's part of the rhubarb family, so it's completely gluten-free. So we're going to use some of that. And we're going to use pecans. And then we're also going to use dates. And these dates are from the farmer's market, so they're fresh. If you have dates that have been at the store for a while, you might want to soak them in water for a little bit, just so that they have a little bit of moisture to help with the dough. So you take this mixture, mix it all up, and then this is the base for our cookie dough. So then you turn on your juicer and you just go. As you can see, it comes out totally masticated. This is a twin gear juicer. It's a masticating juicer. So you can make cake dough or cookie dough or crackers or bread or anything that you'd like. And then since we're raw and we don't cook anything, we put this stuff in the dehydrator to make it crispy. Buckwheat is a little bit bitter sometimes if you're not used to it, but once you eat it for a while, it's actually really delicious and it's really good for you too, because a lot of people have wheat intolerance and they're allergic to wheat and they don't know it and they have a lot of digestive problems and stuff. And if you switch to buckwheat, your body will respond in a really good way. You'll find that you feel better, you have more energy, and maybe your allergies go away. And I know I experienced that when I got off wheat and dairy. So, okay, so now that we have our dough, it's going to be really sticky, so I always have a little bit of water to keep my hands moist. And what you do is you just scoop it out into little balls onto a wax paper sheet or parchment paper, anything that won't stick. And once you've done this and you filled up your sheet, you use your water and you kind of just press down. you make them into little circles, and that way it looks more like a cookie instead of an ice cream scoop, because that's what I used. Once you're finished, you just put these in the dehydrator for about 12 hours. So you want to put them in for 6 hours and you want to flip it, and then you want to put them in on the other side for 6 hours, and then we'll be ready to coat the cookies in caramel. So into the dehydrator, and because of the magic of TV, we have some ready. So when you pull them out, they look like that. Now we're ready to coat these in caramel. Okay. So the first thing we need to do is make the caramel. And I do this by just getting fresh dates from the farmer's market. I also add lucuma, which is a Peruvian fruit. It's very popular in Peru, actually more so than chocolate. And it's really nutritious. It's got B vitamins, and to me it tastes more like caramel. So I always add it into any caramel recipe that I'm doing. Just add a little bit of the powder into the food processor. And then I also always add vanilla, because vanilla is just one of the best smells and tastes on the planet. So makes the caramel a little bit more dynamic. And then you mix it up. And you know you're done when it's all combined together in a paste that is more like a solid ball of caramel. And so then what you do is you take the cookies that are fresh out of the dehydrator, and whenever you're working with dates, you should always keep your hands a little bit wet. That way the caramel doesn't stick to you. And I usually just take a little chunk of caramel, place it right on the cookie, and kind of fold it over the edges, engulfing the whole cookie in caramel. And you want to cover every surface of the cookie. That way the crunchy bits will stick into the caramel. You don't want too thick of a layer of caramel, because it's just not necessary. You just want a thin little layer, and you want it even. So make sure you press it down. And sometimes if you roll it in a ball and then stick it on, that helps too. So you roll in a ball. Don't get your hands too wet, because then you can't roll the dates in a ball. It'll just move around in your hands and you won't have any traction. I was a big caramel person before I turned vegan, so I just kind of wanted to find a way to get caramel back. And dates have a caramel-like taste anyways, and they're like nature's candy, so it's a good alternative. It's way healthier, it's organic and unprocessed. And this is actually pretty fun for kids to do. They like to get their hands messy and play around with cookie dough and caramel and stuff. So what you do is you take this and you just press it down. And these little crunchy bits right here are called buckwheat, and they are a seed, and they're completely gluten-free. So you just take it, and because the caramel is so sticky, it just coats very nicely. And you just keep rolling it. And this idea actually came from when I was little. I used to eat something similar to this, and so when I turned vegan, I thought, what a great idea that I can still have everything I love, but be cruelty-free and eat in a more conscious, healthy way, and you know, eat organically and unprocessed, instead of eating a lot of high fructose corn syrup and white sugar and all that stuff. That's really not good for your body. These are organic and healthy, and you can feel good about putting them in a kids' lunch, you know. So these now will go into the fridge, and you want them to get a little bit cold. That way, when we dip them in chocolate, the chocolate will set quicker. So into the fridge, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'm Megan McMurray, and we're going to continue making our chocolate crunchy caramel cookies. So what we're going to do is we're going to take raw cacao butter. It comes in packages like this. It starts off in really hard yellow pieces. And what you do is you take a bowl, you put however much cacao butter in it that you're going to need for the recipe, and then you can either warm it up in a dehydrator, or you can use a double boiler where you put a bowl of really hot water underneath this, but you want to make sure not to get any water in your cacao butter because they don't mix very well. So if you're somewhere cold, you need to keep hot water underneath the butter to keep it in its liquid state. Otherwise, it will set really quickly, and then you'll just have to reheat it up again. So first we're going to make the chocolate by using our melted cacao butter. And I take the cacao powder, which is organic and raw and fair trade. And what you do is you just put it right in a sifter. And this just allows it to come through lumpy free. So there's no lumps in it. You don't want lumps in your chocolate. It makes it more difficult to stir it. And so you just sift in a little bit, you take a whisk, and you whisk it. And you make sure to get the sides. And chocolate actually is really healthy if you eat it in its raw, unprocessed state. It has 10 times the antioxidant content of blueberries. And cacao is what we call the raw version of chocolate. And it's got a pretty ancient history. Mayan and Aztec emperors used to use cacao by making it into a chocolate beverage, and they would drink it times of celebration or holidays. Cacao beans were used as their currency, so the emperors were the only ones that could literally afford to eat chocolate. And so we're pretty lucky to just have it, you know, on the shelves, like it's no big deal. So then you just keep adding cacao powder until it gets kind of a fudgy consistency. You want it to stick on your whisk a little bit. So you just keep adding and stirring. And you taste it to make sure that it's the bitterness that you like, or the sweetness. Some people like it more bitter, some people like it sweeter. It all depends on your preference. So you just keep whisking it. And then what I like to do is I like to put superfoods inside of my chocolate. That way I get a lot of nutritive benefit, but you can't taste it. So I kind of sneak things like chlorella, which is a blue-green algae. It's really, really healthy for you. It's got a lot of chlorophyll. It's very, very dark green. But it's pretty much tasteless, so there's a lot of good ways that you can add healthy stuff into chocolate, and that way you don't taste it, but you're still getting the nutrition. And then this is goji berry powder. Goji berries are one of the most nutritious foods on the planet besides chocolate. They have amino acids, and they actually can stimulate your body's own production of human growth hormone. So they're anti-aging food. So I put chlorella and goji berries in here, and I sift it in. So now you add your sweetener. Right here I'm using clear agave. This is clear and uncooked, so it still retains all of its vitamins and minerals. And you can add as much or as little as you want. You just stir it in. So I think we are ready to coat our cookies in chocolate now. And you put the cookie in the chocolate, flip it over, just like that. Take it out, put it on a plate. And do it with the second one. Put it in the chocolate, flip it, and put it on the plate. You want to always have parchment paper or wax paper or something, because that way the chocolate won't stick right to the plate and make it difficult for you to get your cookies off afterwards. So there again. And so now what we do is you put them in the fridge to set, probably maybe 10 minutes, just so that the chocolate gets hard, and then they'll be ready to eat. All right, so now we took our cookies out of the fridge and they look like this. And I'm gonna break one open and show you what they look like. So they have caramel and crunchies and the cookies on the inside. So they're really the best snack ever. And to think that these are actually healthy for you is kind of my dream come true. So I hope you enjoyed watching how to make these, and please try them with your friends and your family, and have a great day. Next is Between Master and Disciples.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.